I've been trying to figure out what I wanted to really say in a podcast, and I couldn't figure out what I wanted to speak about. But being that I am currently homeless, and I've been moving from like hotel to hotel, and really sad and depressed. Really sad and depressed. A few days ago, I had a little awakening, and I was, and it opened my eyes to realize that I am very dependent. I'm not independent, like how I think I am. excuse me. And that's something I need to work on. I also realized that I'm a little bit paranoid and anxious. Got a lot of anxiety and fear. I'm not going to say fear because it's not really fear. It's paranoia and anxiety and sadness. But I really don't know where it all comes from. I guess it's just, I guess it goes back to when I was 5 years old and I see my dad in the hospital. Well, in a casket, really. I don't remember him looking dead, you know? When I think about my dad, I don't think about him with AIDS or looking sick. You know, I remember him whole and healthy and happy and smiling and full. But when I really sit and think about it, the last memory I have of my dad, the last really good memory I have of my dad is when he was in the hospital and he was dying. And I did ask my mom if my dad was going to die. And I don't remember what she told me, but I don't think she told me yes. And then I don't even know if that was a few days or a week or what later. And I see my dad in the casket. And that right there alone starts my story, I guess. That's what haunts me right now to this day. And then now, in my adulthood, we're going to skip me for a second. We're going to talk about my parents. And now, in my adulthood, I have my mom, who is suicidal. She can be. Whenever she's depressed, that's her thoughts. Suicidal thoughts. She don't think of cutting herself. She don't think of just being sad. No, she wanna be out. She don't wanna be a part of life anymore. She has a lot of those days, and I actually called her one day, probably almost out, had I not went in there. And that day was so crazy because I was being stubborn, because this was the second time that she had overdosed. And I wasn't aware of it, but I was angry at her because she had said earlier that she wanted to kill herself. And I didn't acknowledge it because I felt like she just wanted attention, honestly. I was like, she's not going to really do it. She's just saying it to get a rise out of somebody. She just wants a rise out of somebody. Now, mind you, she's done it before, but she told me she wasn't going to do it again. The first time she did it, I'll talk about that after. But anyway, so I was being stubborn. I wasn't trying to check on her. I wasn't trying to be around her. I was just in my room. And then something just was like, go check on your mom. And I went in there, and she was on her knees, full of pee. And I just really couldn't believe it because she really attempted it again. Like, she was really, she could barely talk to me. She don't even remember it. She was full of pee. And I just couldn't even believe it. Her panties and her pants were on wrapped around her knees. And she was on her knees. And mind you now, my mom walks with a limp. She has back problems. So, just imagine walking in a room where you think your mom is going to be laying in her bed. And she's on her knees, bent over her bed with her pants down, wrapped around her ankles. Well, her knees. And she's full of pee. And she's responding to you, but you don't know what the hell she's saying, and she don't know what the hell's going on. So, I mean, that's my mom. And that is what I'm dealing with. Childhood trauma and adulthood trauma. And that interferes with my whole life because I haven't put two and two together with my dad, but it stops me from reaching my true potential. And I guess that's why I'm so stuck on my mom. Why I can't just literally move on and let her do her like I say I will. Because I'm afraid that I leave for a good minute and my little sister's going to find her dead somewhere in the house. And if that happens, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I really don't know. Because then my little sister will be just like me. And I don't want her to be like that. I don't want her to be scared to be who she is because of fear. So I guess it is fear. Fear of losing her parents. Even though technically I've lost both of my dads. Because I had two. Many of you know this. Well, many of you don't. But I have two dads. Because my mom got remarried and He is a part of my life, but he doesn't really want to be. He's acting like it's the feeling I get from him anyway. But that's another thread. Well, story, whatever you want to call this. And I guess this is just the beginning of it all. Stay tuned.